Hi everybody, I just wanted to show off our mini golden doodle puppies. They turned 3 weeks old yesterday, so we transitioned them to the bigger puppy area from the whelping pen. There's a few differences with this. One of them is we're introducing crates. Let me get a little close up on this. I wanted to point out these puppies in here that are all sleeping soundly, they all went in on their own. We put them in here, they, you know, were a little worried where they were, and after about 10 minutes, they decided the crate was where it was at. So we have blue collar boy, the white collar girl, and the yellow collar girl all sharing a crate, which is fine for now. While they're getting used to them, we will eventually start doing two in a crate at a time and then down to one in a crate at a time, just to get them, you know, used to sleeping in there by themselves and feeling comfortable and safe. So if you transition them slowly, it's never a punishment. They learn to love the crate and it's a safe space for them. A couple of the advantages of crate training are much easier house training. And secondly, when they go to the vets or the groomers, or sometimes even car rides, they have to ride in a crate. So if they're used to crates and comfortable beforehand, it makes it much, much easier down the road. And we have pink collar there, it's kind of hidden. Little red collar girl, she's easy to tell because she's got a little sideways white mustache and a little white spot on her head. We have a little gray collar girl here, and then the very comfortably stretched out green collar girl. We have just one boy in this entire litter. Hi, baby. And then another difference with the larger pen is we introduce them to litter box training. This is just part of their training as they get a little older and they can start going outside. We also introduce them to doing their business out there. So by the time the families pick them up, they're definitely not housebroken, but they have a start on it and they're familiar with going outside and what it means. The other advantage to the bigger area is we introduce new toys to them. Also other stimuli like tunnels that they can crawl through, toys that make noise, toys that shake. Basically a lot of different enrichment goes on in here, as well as outside once they get a little bit older. At this age, they're still sleeping quite a bit. Although mom is starting to back off, she still is nursing them, but she's not in with them 24/7, or to be honest, even most of the night. She was in my room with her puppies, and I could wake up every few hours and I could hear her coming in and out of the box. So she's ready for this transition as well. She'll still come in and interact with them and feed them, but at this stage it's getting significantly less. And soon they'll be introduced to solid food. And we'll have a video on that.